This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari calls for cooperation for free and fair elections. Election Commission says ballot paper printing nears completion. Prime Minister Susila Kharki congratulates Bangladesh on successful parliamentary election. Says Nepal looks forward to working closely with new leadership to strengthen bilateral ties and cooperation. And German Chancellor Friedrich Merz warns rules-based world order no longer exists. Now the news in detail. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has urged all sectors and professionals to cooperate in ensuring a clean, free and fair House of Representatives election. Speaking during the test launch of the National News Agency's podcast yesterday, Acting Chief Commissioner Bhandari said the upcoming election aims to restore discipline and promote good governance. Bhandari emphasized the role of citizens in electing honest representatives and called on everyone to exercise their voting rights responsibly. He also highlighted the vital role of media in supporting the electoral process by providing actual information. Meanwhile, the acting chief election commissioner said the election commission will study the reasons behind the lower number of women voters in the electoral roll. Speaking at a training in Kathmandu yesterday, the acting chief commissioner said the issue was noticed despite the latest census showing a higher female population. Printing of ballot papers for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March has reached its final stage. Only 14 districts remain. The Election Commission said ballot papers for 133 constituencies in 63 districts have already been printed. So far, 17,163,000 ballot papers have been produced. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Prakash Neupane, said printing is now limited to districts around the Kathmandu Valley. Neupane said printing of the remaining ballot papers is expected to be completed within 3 days. The printing process began on the 6th of January. He added that the printing ballot papers are being packed. So far, 15,371 boxes have been packed. At present, around 1,000 boxes are packed daily, while between 1.1 and 1.5 million ballot papers are printed each day. The Commission said a total of 20,323,000 ballot papers are required for the first-past-the-post elections. A total of 56 highly sensitive and 50% sensitive polling stations have been identified in Kaski district for the upcoming elections. According to Assistant Chief District Officer Siva Lamsal, out of 153 polling stations in the district, which has 3 constituencies, 43 polling stations have been classified as normal. He said the security arrangements are being planned based on the classification of polling stations. Prime Minister Susila Kharki has congratulated the government and people of Bangladesh on the successful conduct of the parliamentary elections. In a social media post yesterday, Prime Minister Kharki extended congratulations to Tariq Rehman for leading the Bangladesh Nationalist Party to victory. The Prime Minister said she looks forward to working closely with the new leadership to further strengthen ties and expand cooperation in areas of mutual interest. The government has collected 81.43% of its revenue target for the first 7 months of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Finance Ministry, revenue collection stood at 669.33 billion rupees by mid-February. This is 3.45% higher than the same period last fiscal year, when revenue collection was at 642 billion rupees. The government had set a target of collecting 813.63 billion rupees by mid-February. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has warned that the rules-based world order no longer exists, saying global freedom is under threat amid rising big power politics. According to the BBC, opening the annual Munich Security Conference, Merz told world leaders that Europeans must be prepared to make sacrifices, adding that freedom can no longer be taken for granted. He also said a deep divide has emerged between Europe and the United States. The conference is being held against the backdrop of recent actions by Donald Trump, including threats to Denmark's sovereignty over Greenland and the imposition of tariffs on European imports. Trump has said the United States is negotiating over Greenland, a move many European leaders see as damaging trust within the transatlantic alliance. Around 50 world leaders are attending the conference, where European defense, NATO commitments, and the future of transatlantic relations are key topics. The Russia-Ukraine war, relations between the West and China, and a possible Iran-US nuclear deal are also on the agenda. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said regime change in Iran would be the best thing that could happen, marking one of its strongest statements in support of replacing the country's leadership. The BBC cited Trump as saying Iran's leaders have been in power for decades without results, adding that many lives have been lost during this period. He did not name a preferred successor, but said there were people who could take over. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has not responded to the remarks. Meanwhile, the United States has increased military presence in Iran by sending a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East. Trump said the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest and newest aircraft carrier, will soon move from the Caribbean to the region. It is expected to join the USS Abraham Lincoln, which is already deployed there. Iran has said it is open to limiting its nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief, but has warned it will not accept what it called excessive demands. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining hilly and mountainous areas will see partly cloudy weather. The Tarai region will remain mostly clear. There is a chance of light rain or snow at one or two places in the high hills and mountains of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari calls for cooperation for free and fair elections. Election Commission says ballot paper printing nears completion. Prime Minister Susila Karki congratulates Bangladesh on successful parliamentary election. Says Nepal looks forward to working closely with new leadership to strengthen bilateral ties and cooperation. And German Chancellor Friedrich Merz warns rules-based world order no longer exists. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.